All right, get your Bibles. Let's open them to the book of Matthew chapter 12. Book of Matthew chapter 12. And verse number 43. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. We have some unfinished business from last week. Although I spent the longest time covering it, I'm really not convinced that we understand it in its significance, and I think it'd be good to review that one more time, and then we'll be done with chapter 12 today. So, but chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, sabi ng Bible dito, let's read it together, Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, ready? When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for the biblical truths we find in the scriptures. I pray that this message, though, would be somewhat of a review, and we would cover newer territory, that we would understand the word of God. Because if we do not understand the scriptures, we know that the Satan Lord is a snatcher of the seed, would take the seed from our heart, and it could not possibly bear fruit. So, Father, I pray that we would understand the Word of God through the Holy Spirit. He would speak to our hearts, that we would understand the context, the interpretation, and the application of the Scriptures, and then the Holy Spirit would make the application to our lives. We surrender ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to you afresh and ask that you bless our time in the Word. We love you, Lord. We confess our sins against you. We turn from them. And we ask for your revival, renewing power. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so the unclean spirit, Jesus Christ, is really the greatest teacher who opens up the topic of the spirit realm. So pag sinabing spirit realm, yung ibig sabihin ng realm ay kaharian. So last week, nagtanong ako, ano bang ibig sabihin ng realm? Hindi natin alam. So I Google realm. So ngayon, we know, yung palang realm, kaharian. So meron palang kaharian ng mga maruruming espirito. There is a realm of unclean spirit. Where do drugs come from? Well, in the Greek, drugs is pharmaceutica, pharmasuki. And yung pharmasuki is a translated sa English, sorcery. Did you know that? Sorcery. Bakit kaya pag nag-take ng illegal drugs ang tao, naiiba yung isip niya? There's something demonic about it. And so we look in the Bible day and we see a lot of demonism. Devilish spirits working, possessing, oppressing. Ang daming mga activities ng demonism noon. Eh bakit ngayon? Wala bang demonism ngayon? Yes, it hasn't changed. The devil still works and he's still in charge of all the evil spirits. But where do we find demonism today? Well, definitely for sure in drugs. It alters the state of someone's mind. So drugs could be used for good. Drugs could be used for bad. I understand that. However, let's not divorce pharmaceutica from sorcery. There is demonism today by drugs. So dapat talaga ang tao hindi maging dependent sa drugs. We shouldn't really be dependent upon drugs. Now, there are maintenance drugs and that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm referring to. I am referring to mind-altering drugs. Drugs that will stop you from being sober. All right? Now, on the same line, alcoholism alters the state of mind as well. So, really, you can say there's a demon in every bottle. And a demon behind every glass of wine and beer and rum and vodka and whatever else alcoholic beverage. So, alam mo, ang word sa English ay sober. God wants people to be sober, be vigilant, be sober. Be sober, be vigilant for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. So, you cannot be sober and drink alcoholic beverage. Kasi, yung unang patak lang ng alcoholic beverage, nag-a-alter na ang mind mo. You are violating the scriptures that says, be sober. And so that's another, I believe that's another form of demonic activity, demonism. Who would encourage someone to violate scripture? That's demonism. All right? There's another third area that I believe demonism is involved in. Did you know that the word unclean spirit, merong Greek word, porneia? Pornography. What is pornography? That's looking at nakedness. That's looking at fornication and adultery. That's looking at immorality. That's pornography is translated unclean spirit, evil spirit. So the moment your eyes see that, you're influenced immediately by evil. It's an evil spirit. And so, in our lipunan, sa society natin, do you see an increase in nakedness? Are you noticing it in music? Huh? In movies, in media, in the internet? Where is all this evil coming from? Baraneia, the evil unclean spirits, you see. And there's a force, there's a realm, a spiritual realm that is opposed to God. When we witness to people and they reject our witness, why would they reject our witness? We are bringing them the gospel of the light of Jesus Christ. Ang liwanag ng Diyos ang pinapakita natin sa tao. Bakit kaya yung tao ayaw makinig sa salita ng Diyos, ayaw magpasakop sa Diyos? Ano bang puwersa na yan na salungat sa Diyos? That is devilish demonism, you see? And so yung laban natin, hindi pisikal. Yung laban natin nasa spirit. Kaya, before you witness, you have to pray. So, if you will plant a seed of the Word of God, make sure you shower that with prayer. Kasi yung laban natin, hindi physical. It is spiritual. Paul said it, in addition to what Jesus taught, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the battle is not physical. But we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age and a wickedness in high places, you see. Spirit of wickedness in high places. So, dito sa Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, Jesus introduces us to the concept that because Israel rejected the Lord, the unclean spirit comes back and brings seven more spirits more wicked than the first. And now the state of Israel is worse than when Israel first rejected the Messiah. By the way, where is Israel today? There are more Jews living outside of Israel than Israel today. They're scattered. They're everywhere. Why are they scattered? Because they're under the judgment of God. Now, we learn this in the book of Deuteronomy. So, for example, Deuteronomy chapter 30 prophesied, na pag hindi sila nag-return sa Panginoon, they will be scattered. And so, here comes Assyria, 722, sinakop nila ang northern kingdom ng apostate Israel. And so, saan ngayon yung 10 tribes? Alam ba ninyo kung nasaan yung 10 tribes? Huh? We don't know where the 10 tribes are today. Now, in the Bible day, Anna knew. She was from the tribe of, I think it's Asher. Yeah, the tribe of Asher. Anna knew that. Saul knew he was from the tribe of Benjamin. You see, but Benjamin's southern. Asher is northern. Okay? And so on and so forth. So, but for the most part, Can we say where the 10 tribes are, the northern kingdom? We don't know where they are. I'm sure they're there, and we just don't know who's who and what's what. How about the southern kingdom? Here comes Babylonia, 586, somewhere there. The third Babylonian siege, na destroy ang Jerusalem. Where are the two tribes, the Benjamin and Judah? So we call them Jews because they're from Judah. Yun, at least we know that. But they are scattered everywhere. There's Jews all over the place. There's Jews over in BGC. I know one Jew over there. Sana turuan niya ako ng Hebrew. Pasyalan ko nga para turuan niya ako ng Hebrew. Kain kami ng falafel. Nakakain ako kayo ng falafel. That's Jewish food, falafel. Ano yung chickpeas sa Tagalog? Chickpeas. Nakalata yon. Hindi hominy, ha? Hindi yung hominy. Chickpeas, ha? Gisantes. Yung chickpeas, i-drain mo yan. Tapos, pag dry na siya, igigiling mo yan. Lalagyan mo ng itlog at saka ng breadcrumbs. Tapos, gagawin mong bilog, i-deep fry mo. Tapos, ilalagay mo sa pita bread. Tapos, lalagyan mo ng tzatziki sauce. Ayan yung falafel. So, prinitong, ano yan? Prinitong dinurog na gisantes. Yun. So, say Brother Bill, parang hindi masarap yun. Ayun, hindi nga. Kaya nga tawag feel awful. When you eat falafel, you will feel awful. So, anyway, but ang point na sinasabi ko, where's Israel today? Bakit scattered sila today? Kasi fino-fulfill nila yung scriptures ng Deuteronomy 30 and other portions of scripture. They are not around. Especially since AD 70. 70. Ano nangyari nung AD 70? Nasunog ang Jerusalem. Sinong sumunog sa kanila? Roma. Hindi sila nagpasakop sa Roma. Nagrebelde sila, so they were destroyed by Rome AD 70. Until today, they have not fully returned. Until today, and I know Israel was reconstituted 1948. It was a miraculous time, wonderful, great, but they are not yet fulfilling the return according to scriptures. And from the time of Christ till today, we are at the last days. We are now in the last days. So Israel rejected the Lord, kaya mas lumala ang kondisyon nila. Dumating itong seven spirits na sinasabi ng Bible. So let's look at Matthew chapter 12, verse 44. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation, the generation of Israel, the generation of the Jews. And so God, they turned their back on the Lord, and the Lord turned his back on them. And now there's that realm of spirits corrupting Israel. So the whole chapter 12 deals with judgment. Israel will be judged because they rejected the Messiah. Now Paul adds his doctrine to the doctrine of Christ regarding the evil spirits. In Ephesians 6, makikita natin sa Ephesians 6, yung sinasabi dito, verse number 12, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. So, meron palang rangko yung mga angels. All right, so I did this last time. Just a quick review. Ano ang dalawang uri ng mga angels? There are two kinds of angels in the Bible. Human and heavenly.
Okay. Alam niyo na yung human. Hindi ko na pag-uusapan yan. Heavenly angels, merong dalawang uri. Merong good, merong evil. Sa evil pala, merong dalawang uri. Merong chain, nakatanikala, merong unchain. Merong hindi nakatanikala.
So for example, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. So the Bible says in 2 Peter 2 4, "For if God spared not the angels that sin," that's evil angels, angels that sin, "but cast them down to hell," Tartaru, nandun sila sa bahagi ng impyerno na nasa gilid ng pit, the side of the pit, Tartaru. That's the word translated hell. "And delivered them into chains of darkness." So they are delivered into chains of darkness. These evil angels that have sinned are reserved unto judgment. Ayan, to be reserved unto judgment. All right, so go to Jude, verse number 6. Jude, last book before Revelation, the book of Jude. Short book, only one chapter. Look at verse number 6, Jude 6. Concurs with the letter of Peter. Jude, verse 6. "And the angels which kept not their first estate," they were holy, they should have stayed holy, "but they kept not their first estate," nagkasala sila, iniwan nila yung dati nilang kalagayan na sinless. They were sinless, they were holy, but not anymore. "They kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He hath reserved in everlasting chains," nakatanikala sila, "under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Kaya naalala ninyo nung dumating si Jesus Christ sa gatherings at na hinamon niya yung mga evil spirits doon. Anong sinabi ng mga evil spirits kay Jesus? Naalala ninyo? "Are you here to judge us? It is not yet our time," sabi ng mga devils yon. Alam nila yung future nila na haharap sila sa hatol ng Diyos. So, nagtataka sila, tinitingnan nila yung Son of God, si Son of Man, si Jesus Christ. "Are you come to judge us? Our time is not yet." Oh, anong sinabi ni Jesus? No, he said, "Be quiet." "What is your name?" Oh, anong sinabi nila? Legion. Okay, so dagdagan natin yung names ng mga angels. So, we talked about this last week. Two good angels we know. Sino yung dalawang good angel na alam natin? Si Michael. All right, Michael and Gabriel. Tapos, sino yung mga unchained na alam natin? Lucifer. At saka si Legion. At saka si Apollyon. So, tatlo na unchained evil spirits na alam natin according to the scriptures. So, William and I were talking about that. And he said, "Dad, I think you forgot one more evil spirit." Sabi ko, sino? Sabi niya, si Legion. Ayoko nga, no? Kasi tinanong ni Jesus, "What is your name?" And he said, "I am Legion, for we are many." Iba yung pronoun ni Legion. So, sa mga LGBTQ na mahilig, palitan yung pronouns nila. O baka demonism din yun. That's another manifestation of demonism, the changing of a pronoun. Don't call me a him or a he. Call me they. O talagang they, you're Legion. For you are many. Huh? This demonism. So anyway, we can see these things. So, where did Lucifer come from? Siya ang pasimuno eh. He is the, kumbaga sa hierarchy ng mga evil angels, wala nang pinakamas mataas na anointed cherub maliban lang kay Lucifer. He was the beginning. The first angel who sinned against God was Lucifer. Where did he sin against the Lord? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel 28 verse 13. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 13. So sabi ng Bible, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. So angels were created, all of them were created in one day. Most likely day number one. They are part of the invisible things that were created according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. But here in Ezekiel 13, sabi dito, he is full of precious stones. Ang ganda nitong anghel na ito sa tingin. Kaya siya Lucifer, he is the shining one. Eh, diamante pala yung mga katawan niya. He's made up of all these precious stones that when the light reflects these stones, he reflects back some beautiful jewels and a reflection of different colors. Emerald is green. Sardius is ruby. That's red. Okay, so topaz and diamond. Oh, yung diamond ba? Makislap ba ang diamond? Yes! Kung totoong diamond. Ah, hindi yung baso, ha? Na sinasabing diamond. I'm talking about real jewelry. And gold. These are very precious stones. When God created Lucifer, he must have made Lucifer the most brilliant, brightest angel ever. Amazing. Tapos sabi niya dito, thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in thee. Tabrets and pipes are musical instrument. Kaya pag meron kang naririnig na music na salungat sa Diyos, malamang ang pasimuno niyan si Lucifer. Because he is a musical angel. And so where does all this bad music come from? Well, it may have come from man, sure. But I guarantee you they're motivated behind the scene by something worse than man. Kaya pag interested kayo sa bad music, palitan nyo na yung ugali nyo. Kung natutunan nyo na ma-depend yung itayenga nyo sa bad music, kaya nyo rin turuan yung itayenga nyo na maging sanay sa good music. It only takes time and interest. So, kung matitrain mo yung sarili mo sa masama, pwede palang itrain yung sarili mo sa mabuti. Iwasan na yung masama. There's demonism involved in bad music as well. And so you see that. Now, verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Covereth what? He's an anointed cherub that covereth. Well, in the tabernacle, naalala ninyo yung furniture ng Ark of the Covenant, yung box na linalagyan ng law ng staff ni Aaron. Tsaka merong dalawang cherubim na tumatakip sa trono ng Diyos. Kung baga, yung ark, yung trono, larawan yun ng luklukan ng Diyos. And yung dalawang cherub, yung pakpak nila, nakaganyan, nakadikit, kinukover yung glory ng Diyos. So, tingnan mo ang pwesto ni Lucifer before he fell into sin. He was the covering angel that covered the glory of God's throne. He was a very high ranking, very special, very talented angel. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. You were upon the holy mountain of God. That's That's the third heaven, man. He was the one angel up there that covered the glory of God. Magnificent angel he was. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. I don't understand that. I don't understand how heaven has stones of fire. By the way, did you know the word seraphim is another form of an angel, good angel? At ang ibig sabihin ng seraphim, fiery ones, fiery serpents. The angels that hover over heaven and cry, holy, 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 with six wings. And there's fiery midst of stones of fire. Verse 15, thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. By the way, may creation day pala ang mga angels. Ibig sabihin, hindi sila eternal. Meron din pala silang simula. Kung tayo, yung simula natin, nung isinilang tayo, yung angels, hindi sila sinisilang. All the angels were made, created. By the way, the word is created, meaning to say out of nothing. God spoke them all into existence. Now, how many angels are there in the Bible? Innumerable. Hindi mabibilang, sabi ng Bible. They're innumerable, innumerable. And so we don't know exactly how many there are, but God does. And God made all, created all of them all in one day, including Lucifer. And so they are powerful, but they are not almighty. They are almost timeless, except that they began somewhere. They had a beginning. God has no beginning. And so there's just a difference between creator and creature. Till iniquity was found in thee. Where did sin start? Let me tell you where it started. It started in the heart of the anointed cherub. Sin began in the heart of a fallen angel. Till iniquity was found in thee. And so, there you have that. Let's go over to Isaiah 14. Tingnan naman natin ang Isaiah 14. Ito pala ang simula ni Lucifer, yung simula ni Satan. Kaya siya, yung Lucifer naging Satan, o naging devil, dahil natagpuan sa kanya, sa puso niya, yung kasalanan. So, ang kasalanan ho ay nanggaling sa puso ng isang anghel na tumiwalag sa Diyos. Sin came from the heart of Lucifer. Look at Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter, kaya napakasama ng kasalanan. That's why sin is so bad. And if you sin, you are participating in Lucifer's heart. Think about that one. Go to Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12. Here's another insight into Lucifer from the scriptures. And by the way, if the Bible didn't teach us this, we would have no idea. We wouldn't know. I wouldn't know anything about that. I wouldn't know about the anointed cherub. I wouldn't know how God created him. God created all of them at once. But the Bible gives us the insight here. Isaiah 14, verse 12. Tinan mo Isaiah 14, 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Yeah, isa yan sa mga titles niya. Son of the morning. Kasi nga, napaka-brilliant niya. He is like a bright, shining one. How art thou cut down to the ground which did weakens the nations? So, nations are under the influencing and corrupting power of Satan. They really are. For thou hast said in thine heart. There's where the root of sin comes from, in thine heart, the heart of Lucifer. Now let me ask you a question. What about man? Where does sin come from in man? Remember what Jesus said? Hindi nagkakasala, hindi narurumihan ng tao sa kanyang kinakain. Kasi ang karumihan nang gagaling sa puso. That's what Jesus said. It's not what you consume that makes you filthy and dirty. filth and dirt and sin come from the heart. So, we look at Lucifer.
Huwag niyo masyadong i-down si Lucifer.
Hey, your heart was in sin. Well, guess what? If you have a heart too, and you don't guard your heart, and you don't watch your heart could also be just as evil as Lucifer. So in thine heart, that's where sin came from, the heart of the devil. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Did you know the middle of sin is I? Literally. I. Kaya ingatan nyo yung I. Be careful about always talking about yourself, always promoting yourself, always referencing yourself. Your point of reference is always I. That's very, very devilish. And so on and so forth. So this is the beginning of the devil. Now, there's also other names. Legion, Mark chapter 5 verse 9. Apollyon, Revelation chapter 9 verse 11. Nilagay ko na lang lahat ng mga notes na yan na hindi ko na ilinagay sa study notes last week. I put that in this week's study notes para makita ninyo lahat yan. Basahin nyo, you can have your own study notes. Buksan nyo ang Bible, study the Bible, and you'll see all these things there. Now, last week we talked about how the devil works. Naalala ninyo, he catches away the sown seed in the heart of the hearer who does not understand the Word of God. So pag yung Word of God may nagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos, hindi mo nauunawaan, nandyan si Satanas para dukutin niya, damputin niya yung butil ng salita ng Diyos. Para, halimbawa, paglabas mo ng church, tanungin ka, anong natutunan mo sa church? Ewan ko, wala. Parang hindi ko naalala. Ano nga pala ang pinag-aaralan natin? Ha? Wala kang malay? Hindi mo naunawaan? No. Kaya wala sa heart mo yung Word of God. And so, there is an enemy that is paying attention when you are not paying attention. Number two, he sows tares among the wheat. So, ito, nagtatanim ang Panginoon ng wheat. Nandyan si Satanas, nagtatanim din siya ng trigo. Sarili niyang butil. Okay? So, and we'll learn more about that next week. He blinds the minds of them which believe not, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. He blinds the minds of them that believe not. So, if you are witnessing to someone na hindi niya nagigets yung sinasabi mo sa salita ng Diyos, malamang merong evil spirit na inatasan ni Satanas sa tao na yon para bulagin siya. At ngayon, anong laban natin? What is our weapon? How do we defeat evil spirits like that? Prayer. Kaya before magwi-witness ka, kailangan mo talaga ng prayer. Lord, I submit myself to you today. Help me. Give me boldness. Give me the strength to become effective witness for you, Lord. Give me the opportunity. Open the door that I can share with them the gospel. Ihanda mo kasi yung sarili mo. Eh, Brother Bill, hindi ko alam ang Bible. Ayan ang problema. Hindi ko alam kung saan sila dadalhin. Eh, di pag-aralan mo. Learn your Bible. Para at least may laban ka. Mapakita mo sa kanila. And pray. Sabayan mo ng prayer muna. Para matanggal yung kadiliman sa mata nila. Their minds are blinded by the devil. Who's praying against that? You should be praying against that. And furthermore, the Bible doesn't just say pray. May mga kaso talaga na kailangan pa ng fasting. Go to Matthew chapter 17 verse 21. Matthew chapter 17 verse 21.
Who's got Matthew 17:21? You got Matthew 17:21?
Go ahead, Joe, read it carefully.
Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out by, but by prayer and fasting.
Oh, this one goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. What was that one? Matthew what? All right, well, I have an NIV. NIV. Kasi mas easy raw, naunawaan nito. So, let's look at NIV. Matthew 17:21. All right. Now, we don't believe this is the Bible. This is a perversion, not a good version. Matthew 17, verse 21. Diba? Ay, ano ba yan? Ha?
21.
Matthew 17:21. Tingnan mo ang sabi dito, ha? Sabi ng NIV, kasi ito, mas naunawaan ito. Ready? Verse 21. Etong sabi niya. Yun. Did you get it? Yun. Ah, wala pa lang verse 21. It doesn't have verse 20. It doesn't have verse 21. Sino kaya ang ayaw matuklasan ng mga Kristiyano na hindi lang kailangan ng prayer, pero kailangan pa rin talagang dagdagan ng fasting para may laban tayo kay Satanas? Sino kayong demonyo ang ayaw nung verse 21? Sino? Oh, sa palagay mo, papayagan ni Satan na yung formula ng prayer and fasting manatili sa Bible? Masusupo sila if you pray and fast. Alright, so verse 21, eto ah, basahin ko ulit, baka hindi nyo na-gets. Alright, verse 21. This from the NIV. Ayan, talagang easy yan. Maunawaan mo talaga yan. Kasing, you can understand that? Because it's not there. Alright, so naka-footnote, may note doon, letter A. So, punta ka sa letter A sa footnote, sabi dito, verse 21, some manuscripts include here words similar to Mark 9:29. So, punta ka pala sa Mark 9:29. Pwede, nandun pala yung verse 21, Mark 9. So, question, si Matthew, na nagbigay, binigay ng Diyos yung salita ng Diyos kay Matthew, ano nangyari, Matthew? Bakit meron kang 20, wala kang 21, may 22 ka? Either hindi ka marunong magbilang, o nawala yung words of God sa'yo. O baka yung mga translators nito, iba talaga ang theology nila sa translation. Lalong iba yung kanilang text sa translation. You have Matt? No, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll look over here. Mark 9:29. I want to see what it says in the NIV. Mark 9:29. Tingnan ko nga. And he replied, "This kind come out only by prayer." Period. Oh, nandiyan na yung verse 21. Kaya lang, may kulang pa rin. Anong kulang? Sino kayang demonyo ang ayaw matuklasan ng mga Kristiyano na kailangan pala sila mag-fast, hindi lang prayer? May letter C naman. May footnote. Oh, footnote. Balik tayo sa letter C. Some manuscripts, prayer and fasting. Ayun. Na matatagpon mo pala yung Word of God sa footnote, hindi sa text. Now, is that godly or ungodly?
Ungodly.
All right, so now you know one example why we use the King James Bible. Eko, ito, ASB. Oh, bago naman. Tingnan nga natin kung anong sabi niya sa Matthew. Ano yan? Matthew 7, ano? Ayun, 1721. Matthew 1721. Let's see here. 1721. So the Bible, well, the ESV per version says this. All right, verse 21. Ayun. Ayun, binasa ko talaga. Oh, kahit na footnote, wala. Walang footnote. Verse 20, verse 22, verse 20 sabi, he said to them, because your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from thence, from here and there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Verse 21, wala. Verse 22, as they gathered in Galilee, Jesus said to them, okay, on so on and so forth. Walang verse 21. Wala ring footnote. Wala. There's not even a footnote. This is the English Standard Version. It's one of the newer translations. This came out 2000. I think it's 2001 or 2020. Ano ba yan? 2001. Ito, 1978. 2001. Is the Word of God getting better?
No.
No. They're missing. So I wonder who doesn't like Christians to find out about prayer and fasting. Maybe Lucifer has something to do with it. I don't know. I'm just suggesting. I think it's an intelligent guess. Educated guess yun. All right, so again, let me stress the importance. Kailangan pala hindi lang prayer. May mga kaso pala na talagang kailangan din ng fasting. Ano yung fasting, Brother Bill? Yan yung hindi mo papansinin yung pangangailangan ng katawan mo para may oras ka na nilalaan mo yan sa Panginoon. Lord, imbis na kumain ako, hindi mo na ako kakain, magpa-fasting muna ako, pero yung time na dapat akong kumain, nagpe-pray ako sa iyo, Lord. Kasi meron akong gustong ilapit sa iyo na parang hindi, yung regular prayer, hindi lang talaga kaya. Baka dagdagan ko, Lord, ng fasting. Try it. Try it. And see what the Lord will do if you have prayer and fasting. Anyway, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So ang problema ng Kristiyano, hindi marunong mag-submit sa Diyos. Handang lumaban sa Satanas, pero sa kapangyarihan ng laman, hindi rin yun uubra. Alright, Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. So, iwanan ko na lang kay Brother RJ pagdating natin sa chapter 6 kung paano niya explain yung whole armor of God. Pero kung gusto niyong basahin yun, you can look Ephesians 6:11 to 18. Yan ang whole armor of God. At yung pinaka-last armor, prayer. Sabi dito, Peter taught us to be sober and to be vigilant for the adversary, the devil's so roaring lion seeketh about whom he may devour. All right, so that is the conclusion ng spirit realm. Balik tayo sa Matthew chapter 12. Last point, bago natin isarado ang chapter 12, tingnan mo ang verse 46. Verse 46, while he yet talked to the people. So habang nagmi-minister si Jesus Christ, preaching, teaching, healing, church planting, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without desiring to speak with him. So wait a minute. Jesus had brothers, is that right? Did Jesus have a literal mother? Ha? Meron ba siya talagang nanay? O sino yung nanay niya?
Mary.
Nanatili bang berhen si Mary? Hindi. Kasi nga, pinakasalan ni Joseph, pagkatapos ng isilang niya, habang berhen pa siya, si Jesus Christ. Kaya si Virgin Mary, virgin siya nung sinilang niya si Jesus. Fulfilling Isaiah chapter 4 and Isaiah chapter 7. Fulfilling the Old Testament scriptures. But Mary did not retain her virgin status. Kasi nag-asawa siya and they had at least 6 children. 4 boys and at least 2 girls. At least. At least. Baka mayroon mas marami pa. We don't know. ang record ng Bible, apat na lalaki and sisters, plural. Ibig sabihin, at least two or more. So that is 4 + 2. 6. So, habang nagtuturo siya, gusto siyang kausapin ang kanyang nanay tsaka yung kanyang mga kapatid. Oy! Jesus! Tahimik ka na dyan! Labas ka na! Uwi na tayo! Kasi yung mga kapatid ni Jesus, hindi sila sumampalataya sa kanya hanggat hindi siya bumangon na maguli sa patay. Nung bumangon siya na maguli sa patay, doon sila sumampalataya. Isa sa mga kapatid ni Jesus ay si James. Yung nagsulat ng Book of James. Kalahating kapatid ni Jesus yun. Isa pa sa mga kalahating kapatid ni Jesus, si Jude. Si Judas. Hindi Judas Iscariotes. Si Jude na anak ni Mary and Joseph. Yun, sinulat niya yung Book of Jude. Kaya James and Jude, kalahating kapatid ni Jesus yun. Pero nasave sila, hindi that, habang buhay si Jesus. Actually, salungat nga sila kay Jesus. His own family was against him. Do you have family members that don't understand your discipleship with the Lord? Ha? Huh? Meron ka bang mga family members na hindi naunawaan kung bakit ka nag-church? Kung bakit ka nagbabasa ng Bible? Kung bakit ka nagpe-pray? Kung bakit ka nagwi-witness? Kung bakit ka nag-give? Kung bakit ka umaawit sa Panginoon? Hindi nila gets! Well, the Lord Jesus Christ knew about that. That's why he said, he put this in the scriptures. Chapter 12, rejecting the Messiah. His own family rejected him. He understands. He understands. Tingnan mo ang verse 47. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stood without, desiring to speak with thee. They're interrupting his ministry. Jesus, they want to speak with you. What did Jesus say? Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to stop my ministry and I'm going to talk to them. No. Verse 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? Sino yung nanay ko? Sino yung mga kapatid ko? Sabi ni Jesus. Now this is it. Listen to this. Verse 49. And he stretched forth his hand towards his disciples. Kumbaga, inunat niya yung kanyang kamay sa kanyang mga disipulo. And said, behold, my mother and my brethren. So yung turing pala ni Jesus Christ sa atin, tayo ang kanyang tumatayong nanay, tumatayong tatay, tayo ang kanyang mga kapatid. Yung mga disciples yun. Who are these disciples? The word disciples means follower of Jesus Christ. So are you a follower of Jesus? Are you a follower? If you're a follower of Jesus, you are a family to Him. Yung turing niya sa'yo, ate, kuya, nanay, tatay, kapatid, hindi alipin. We are His family. What a privilege. Yes, wala akong nanay. Halimbawa, wala akong nanay na sumasampalataya sa Panginoon. Pero meron na, binigyan ako ng nanay sa pananampalataya. Wala akong mga kapatid na naunawaan yung lakad ko sa Panginoon. Pero binigyan ako ng mga kapatiran. You see, sometimes discipleship will cost you your family. I experienced that. There were times na hindi ako pinapayagan ng mga magulang ko na magpatuloy sa pagiging Baptist. But things change. Eventually, nadala ko sila sa Panginoon. God is good. But I have to tell you, there are times when you have to say goodbye to family. if they don't want to follow the Lord. Now, I'm not saying you cut off relationship. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there are times when every disciple has to decide and choose to follow the Lord regardless of others that are not following the Lord. If you have to follow Him by yourself, will you follow Him? Susunod ka ba kung ikaw lang nalang nag-iisa? Yan ang tunay na disciple. Binilang na niya yung kanyang, yung mawawala sa kanya. Mawala man yung family sa akin, magpapatuloy pa rin ako para sa Panginoon. I am a disciple. I am a brother or a sister to Jesus Christ. Verse 50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." So you see the requirement of the Master? Doing the will of my Father. That's when you know that you are a disciple. Doing the will of my Father. So let me ask you a question. Do you do the will of the Father? Now, Brother RJ made a very important point this morning. Sabi niya, we are complete in Christ to do what God wants us to do. No excuses. That's true. Jesus Christ did not even allow His family to interfere with His ministry. So yung iba, Pastor, hindi ako makapag-church kasi may birthday party kami para sa family namin. Oh, then you go to your family. Go ahead. Pero tinuturuan mo yung mga anak mo na hindi importante ang Panginoon. You are teaching your children that the work of the Father, the will of the Father is not as important as your family. Oopsie, whoopsie. So, discipleship sometimes will cost you your family. Sometimes it will cost you your finances. Eh, hindi ko maano yung pwesto ng family ko. Hindi ko sinasabi na huwag mong bigyang importansya yung family mo. Halimbawa, in-invite ka ng birthday. Ay, kailan yung birthday? Alam mo na kung kailan, no? Sunday. Alam mo palaging Sunday. Kung may demonyo sa nag-iiral sa mundong ito, yung good time, yung sin time, palaging Sunday. Ha, yung kumot, yung unan, extra soft pag Sunday. Yung katawan, masakit pag Sunday. Ay, kasi may demonyo talaga. It's true. So, halimbawa, in-invite ka, Bill, invite ka sa birthdays ng anak ko. Kailan? Sunday. Anong oras? Alas 10. Alas 9. Alas 10. Alam mo, may choice ka ngayon. Punta sa birthday o punta sa church. Ngayon kung Kristiyano ka, na kung hindi ka Kristiyano, I understand. Kaya andun ka sa party. Kasi wala si Kristo sa buhay mo. Hindi mahalaga sa iyo ang church. Hindi mahalaga ang Bible. I get that. I understand that. Ang problema mo, papunta ka sa impyerno. Yun ang problema mo. Mas malala pa yan kaysa sa church. Now, kung ikaw ay Kristiyano, may choice ka, party or church. Oh. Now, sorry, ganito yung Kristiyano ha, na mahusay, na disciple ng Panginoon. Sorry, hindi ako makapag-attend ng birthday party kasi oras yan ng church pagsamba namin sa Panginoon. Kung pwede akong pumunta dyan mga alas 3 pagtapos na yung pastor kasi mahaba siya pag Sunday afternoon. umaabot na kami ng alas 3 almost, no? Kung pwede, mga 3:30, kung pwede ganun, pwede ba yun? Oo, pwede yun. O yun, di pumunta ka pagkatapos ng church. Does that make sense? Hindi naman tayo aabot ng 3. I'm trying to wrap it up before 3. I'm doing my best. Ha? Eh, paano pag halimbawa, hindi, 10 o'clock talaga, gusto namin 10. Mga pamilya namin nandyan. Lahat kami nandyan, 10. It has to be 10. O sige, hindi ako maka-attend dahil 10 o'clock, oras ng samba namin. Pero, magbigay ako ng regalo sa kanya. Sa gabi, dadaan ako, ito yung gift para kay junior or whatever. O di at least nakapag-church ka at pinakita mo yung pagmamahal mo sa family. Hindi mo naman sila tinakwil. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So, be prepared. Be prepared as a disciple. Ite-testing tayo ng Diyos sa mga avenues na ito. God's gonna put every disciple to test. He will test you with your family. Huh? Meron ba tayong mga family na unsaved? Siguro lahat tayo may family na unsaved. Meron ba tayong mga family na talagang baluktot? Salungat sa Diyos? Almost demonic? Meron? Meron. Nabalitaan niyo na yung mama sa church na nakaupo sa likod ng church. Sumulpot yung demonyo sa gitna. Nagtakbuhan yung mga church members. Takot kay demonyo. Yung mama nakaupo doon, hindi siya takot. Linapitan siya ng demonyo. Hindi ka ba natatakot sa akin? Sabi ng lalaki, hindi. Pinakasalan ko kasi yung kapatid mo. Well, anyway, that was my joke for the day. But what I'm saying is this, God will test every disciple in finances. Will you obey the Lord? In your family, will you obey the Lord? In everything, students, you will be tested. Unahin mo ba yung school or church? Workers, unahin mo ba yung job o yung church? Family or church or the Lord? We will all be tested. So, huwag kang maghanap ng easy Christianity. It is not easy to follow the Lord. Kung si Kristo namatay sa krus, easy ba yun o hindi? Easy ba yun o hindi? Yan yung master natin. Bakit tayo naghahanap ng easy Christianity? Ay yung master natin. Binuhos niya yung kanyang dugo sa krus. Easy ba na ialay ng Diyos Ama yung kanyang anak bilang tubo sa ating kasalanan? Easy ba yon? No. Ba't tayo naghahanap ng easy Christianity? Easy translation. Ay, ito oh. Ayan oh. Kong-kong kulang. Easy Bible. Easy church. Mag-livestream na lang. That's very easy. I'm not against live streamers. We love you. Yeah, who's watching? Ate Tess. We're not against you, Ate Tess, huh? Anyway, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the lessons that we've learned about the spirit realm and discipleship. And every one of us will be tested in these areas, tested in the area of the spirit realm, if we will submit ourselves to God or we will be controlled by Satan as far as oppressed and filling our hearts to lie against the Holy Ghost or something like that. To test us against family even, family, blood relationship, help us to see that the blood of Christ is thicker than the blood of family. Help us to evaluate where we are spiritually and give us victory because of Jesus Christ. We ask these things in His name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.